Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and joining me today is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
I'm good. The sun's shining. The temperature's gone from minus 25 to in the teens already, so all's good.
Yeah, for sure. So the vaccination efforts in the province are progressing thanks to the approval of the AstraZeneca vaccine. So how are vaccine plans looking now for Vaxport clinics now that the eligibility has increased a bit?
Okay, so I personally haven't heard what's happening with the AstraZeneca up here yet. We're still working with the Pfizer and the Moderna. I believe it's Pfizer we have here right at this moment. So Vaxport out at the airport is still undergoing the renovation. So everything is happening at the TRCC at the moment, and there is clinics happening now. And the criteria right now, I believe, is Indigenous is 60-plus and everybody else is 80-plus. But check the websites because that is basically changing almost daily now that they're bringing the numbers down. They've age categories. So if you go to the provincial website, the COVID website, and click on the vaccine link, I did that last night, and it shows you all the criteria, and even for the AstraZeneca, what, you know, who's going to be eligible, priority ones and twos. It's actually a good site. And if you don't have access to the website, 1-866 Manitoba. So that's 1-866-626-4862. You can phone and get your information there. And if you're eligible, it does give you the phone number on there. I was going to give it out, but I'm not because it's only to book an appointment. So if you phone those other two numbers, they will give you the number to book an appointment because it's only for booking appointments. It's not for anything else.
All right, sounds good. Now, as mentioned earlier, we've had some warm weather recently, and it has affected some city services, including the ice rink. So what's the status of them at this point?
Okay, so we've just finished checking on that. So the Southwood and Juniper rink are still well enough that they're hoping to get a flooding on them to make them workable still. The Eastwood rink has deteriorated to the point that there's already sand showing through, and with the temperatures of what they're going to be, only the minus 4s, 5s, it likely won't be able to be rehabilitated, but you'll still have the Southwood and Juniper rinks to work with as long as the temperatures stay decent.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine that the temperatures also affected the roads and sidewalk as well, with the snow melting and then freezing over.
Oh yes, the sidewalks in places can be very icy or water on them. The sidewalk cleaners are actually out there because there's actually quite a buildup of snow over the winter. So the sidewalk cleaners are out on a daily basis getting down as far as they can to their capabilities on all the sidewalks. So that'll be ongoing until we have the snow gone.
All right, sounds good. There's a city council meeting on Monday, so what's on the agenda?
There's a delegation that we haven't quite able to touch base with if there's been some illness in the family. It's for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls monument presentation. So that may or may not happen this week. If it doesn't, it'll be moved on to the next. So it definitely is going to be happen. Then we're the Legislative and Finance Committee report. Excuse me. The check registers. Correspondence, there's a letter from Municipal Relations on a grant that we got for our fire department, fire protection, and there's a second reading of the public reserve closing bylaw. That's the one over by Burntwood School, just the city and them traded some land, the school district, and we had to redo some of the paperwork. The province didn't quite do it right the first time. And there's also going to be a second reading, a minor change in the water and wastewater rate bylaw. Public Utility Board, one of our rate schedules, they just sent it back with very minor changes. And that's it. It's going to be possibly a very short meeting.
All right. Now, if residents want to participate in the meeting, how can they do so?
You can phone Tammy, 204-677-7938, if you want to attend in person, and she'll take your name and register you. Otherwise, if you want to go, we have basically we're on Zoom, and if you go on the city Facebook page, you'll be able to follow us there.
All right. Anything else about the meeting that you wanted to touch on before we move on?
No, I think it's just sort of that time of the year where there's things are moving, but nothing is sort of stopped. There'll be some pricing and stuff coming up at the next couple meetings, and you know, pretty soon, before you know it, it'll be tenders and stuff to be approved. But in the next few weeks, we look forward to I saw the draft I've just seen the cover of the draft report of the community safety and wellness strategy. So that'll be coming up for council approval shortly, and then it'll be out to the public. It's that's exciting that we've going to have things on that. And basically, there's the building permits and that. People are still building. Things are moving along. So it is still busy at City Hall. And with the TRCC, they're taking registration for ice, or bookings for ice for skating and that over there. So get a hold of the arena for that. The walking track is open. Right now it's the same hours as the vaccination clinic. And so if we keep bookings on the ice, then it'll stay in. We're doing basically 4 to 5 week bookings at a time we're going to be doing. We want people to be able to get a chance to get in, not just one user group or that. So we're working on that so that everybody gets a share of the pie.
All right. Colleen, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today before we wrap up this morning?
We're hauling snow for Public Works on the Juniper area today. And we're going to be moving to some of the Thompson Drive areas that are prone to spring flooding and that, and removing snow there. Basically, I hit a pothole a couple days ago on Juniper, so I've double-checked. We've got the pothole mix in stock, and as soon as the roads are dry enough, we'll be out there doing the pothole thing. And I just want to touch on the snowmobiling. There's a lot of snowmobiling. Record year for that up here, but this is the time of year that people are going farther, the weather is nicer. So either please go in pairs or let somebody know your itinerary, your route plan, and when you're expected home, because the snow is much heavier, and if a person gets stuck in it these days, it's much harder to get out, especially if you're by yourself. And be careful of the waterways. They're for Thompson and that, they're okay right at this minute, but you know, it's always be very careful of any rivers or creeks at this time of year. And again, I guess it's just, you know, vaccinations are here, but they aren't the be-all to end-all. We still have to follow protocol, wash your hands, wear your mask. Small groups going shopping, please. I know the winter roads are open. We have a lot more people in town. So that's why it's important to keep your distance, only go out when you have to and that. And so keep the numbers down. Some of the numbers of our outlying communities are spiked a little bit. And one of the chiefs the other day on a call said her problem is, as part of her community is vaccinated, and as such, they feel sort of invincible and they're out visiting and that. So it's still, you're not in the total clear if you have vaccinations. You still got to follow the protocol for those that don't have them.
All right. Well said. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning for City Beat.
Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Yes, you as well. And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.